Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Pokemon Go. The smartphone app has exploded in popularity in its first week, and Alaska is no exception. In Anchorage, crowds of people can be spotted at all hours, floating around parks and city streets with their eyes glued to their phones, trying to collect little creatures all over town. The game draws on nostalgia for a craze that started almost 20 years ago, and is popular in some places you might not expect, like a military base.
Oh yeah, almost everybody in my platoon has it.
Private First Class Dylan Carter is standing outside Soldiers Chapel at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, phone in hand, and he doesn't see any contradictions between his job as an airborne infantryman and a Pokemon fan.
I mean, everybody's got to be a man to do the job, but in all reality, like, it goes back to the nostalgia thing. I mean, I have a Pokeball tattoo. There's a kid in everybody.
The game is popular far outside of Anchorage, so we checked in with some APRN reporters to find out what issues are being raised by this Pokemon craze across the state, starting with KTNA's Philip Manning.
Part of Pokemon Go's explosive success is the fact that it takes a 20-year-old game franchise and overlays it on the real world.
Where we work, there's like about like five or six of them just in like a small little area.
Aspiring Pokemaster Jason is wandering around downtown Talkeetna, which has about 10 Pokestops. Those are the places like parks and monuments, and even the KTNA station building, chosen by the game's developer Niantic. Players gather around Pokestops to collect supplies they need in the game, like Pokeballs. Jason tells me how to throw my Pokeball at a bird-like creature called Pidgey that has just appeared on my screen.
There's like an aiming reticle on there too, so, you know, depending on how well you aim, the higher chance you have of actually catching it.
Pokemon Go is integrated with Google Maps and uses the GPS coordinates on a player's phone to tell you if there are any digital monsters nearby. Jason says it can mean wandering around for more than 10 minutes hunting.
It'll come up and tell you if there's anything nearby, and you just kind of wander around until it kind of pops up on your map.
Jasmine, Jason's girlfriend and hunting partner, says one of the game's major benefits is that it's a fun excuse to get outside for physical activity.
It's definitely a nerdy Fitbit.
The game takes for granted that your phone can get online while you're out and about. But for huge sections of Alaska with little to no network coverage, that's obviously not always available. So to find out how you hunt Pokemon on, say, an island in the Bering Sea, we got in touch with reporter Zoe Sobel.
In Unalaska, the internet is slow. Think dial-up speeds. If you're lucky, you may be able to watch YouTube, but you'll have to wait for it to buffer. That's not stopping 17-year-old Pfizer Chiron from playing Pokemon Go. He's got an AT&T phone with mobile data. In fact, he's even getting up 4 hours early to take advantage of better playing conditions.
You can go around where it's not like wet grass and it's going to be hard to like catch Pokemon there or something. Yeah.
Although Chiron prefers the morning, there are kids playing all day long, but many of them do not have data. Instead, they're using an island-wide network of Wi-Fi hotspots provided by another company, Optimera. And it's expensive. Just ask Felicia Tungle, whose daughter plays.
In a matter of a day, she used up 3 gigabytes of our internet to use this app. It's almost $80 worth of internet.
Now, here's the catch. The Pokemon Go app doesn't actually use that much data, around 10 megabytes in a half hour of play, a lot less than an app like Facebook. But according to Optimera's CEO Emmett Fitch, your gaming costs could come down to how your smartphone is configured.
Most phones by default are set up to automatically download updates or all the applications that you're running while you're connected to a Wi-Fi network, because everywhere else in the lower 48, Wi-Fi is essentially free.
But people can adjust those settings to stop unnecessary downloads, and Tungle's laying down the law with her daughter. She has to turn off the app when she's not playing, but that's really the only restriction she's imposing.
It keeps her active. It gets all the kids everywhere. I mean, if you see a kid running in the street, they're chasing Pokemon right now.
But what about trying to rein in gaming in a more formal, educational setting? Since it's summer vacation, we asked KCAW's Catherine Rose to look into how educators are responding to Pokemon in one of the few places where school is currently in session, sort of.
Pokemon Go's release happens to coincide with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which is seeing phone use skyrocket. And that is a problem, says Autumn McComiskey, the camp's director of students, because phones generally aren't allowed during class time.
And every time I went into the counseling office, it was Pokemon this and Wiggly Hoo-Ha is doing this thing. So it just felt like it was something that was taking over every conversation.
The other problem popping up is when students walk across town from campus to the Performing Arts Center every night, hundreds of students weaving in and out of traffic. Cecilia Wade is a counselor and says she's had to start confiscating phones.
It was mostly a safety concern because everyone wanted to have their phone out to catch Pokemon and Pokestops and hatch eggs. And so it was usually, it's a lot more yelling at them to put their phones away.
Wade says this might have been because last week was the high school camp, which is a bit more relaxed, and that's just not the case this week during the intensive musical theater session, because, according to student Jack Hale, everyone is buckling down for the camp-wide production of Guys and Dolls.
There's been a lot of opportunity to play it, but then again, you're also like in rehearsal and you're constantly doing stuff. When you come to Sitka Musical Theater, everyone is really sort of devoted to be there, and you don't want to waste any of your time, you know, playing a game on your phone. But I've definitely seen a few teachers playing it. You know, everyone sort of knows what it is.
Whether the Pokemon craze will last through the summer and linger into the school year remains to be seen. For AK, I'm Catherine Rose.